ABC Radio Australia.
Well, soccer in the Pacific could be on the edge of a huge breakthrough with two members of Solomon Islands national men's team invited to trial with a professional club in the small European country of Malta. If they succeed, it's believed they'd be the first players from the Oceania region ever to be offered a professional contract in a top European league. But as Richard Ewart reports, the window of opportunity is not open for long.
Under the guidance of their Dutch coach and former World Cup finalist Wim Rijsbergen, the Solomon Islands warmed up for the Pacific Games earlier this year at a training camp in the Netherlands. And despite the rather understated commentary here, it's a trip that could well pay rich dividends for two of the Solomon squad.
Kawa looks up, over to Nauwu. Nauwu cuts inside, sets himself, shoots. What a goal into the corner of the net. 1-1, Solomon Islands draw level. What a strike. The keeper didn't even move.
The goal scorer, Joseph Nawo from Henderson Eels, and the player who provided the assist, Solomon Warriors Atkin Kawa, have been offered trials with the Maltese Premier League team Taxian Rainbows. The man behind the initiative is Paul Driessen, president of the Netherlands Oceania Support Foundation.
Joseph Nawo is the most complete player in terms of physical strength, positioning, the focus, his professional behaviour. I think he's a true role model to Solomon football. Atkin Kawa is still young, 23 years old. He still has a lot to learn. But both of the players were very valuable for the Dutch coaches that trained Solomon Islands national team during the 2019 Pacific Games campaign.
But now time is of the essence, and some frantic fundraising is going on in the Solomons to pay for the players' trip to Europe.
There is no deadline with a date, but the thing is, the closing of the transfer window in Malta is the 31st of January, but the first match after their winter stop will be at the 10th or 11th of January. So this means that they are urgently seeking reinforcement.
The president of the Solomon Islands Football Federation, William Lai, says they stand ready to help if they can.
Apparently that arrangement is doing the Dutch Foundation for Oceania with the club. So therefore, I think it's important that the federation want to assist Solomon if we receive the request for them. Then, of course, it will depend how much we can afford with our fund. Year at the end on Christmas time is a difficult period.
Paul Driessen says the trial has come about because of the Dutch coaching connection and the fact that the coaches in Malta can rely on their judgment.
I once said, if we cannot get the scouts to the South Pacific, then we try to get the South Pacific to the scouts. So that's why we organized this training camp at Solomon Islands in the Netherlands, to give the Maltese clubs a fair idea of what the Solomon Islands national team is compared to a Dutch level.
Should the local federation's finances fall short, William Lai says they'll be encouraging businesses and financial institutions to chip in for the good of soccer in the country.
The other one is to endorse men so that they can get some money from another organization like the government and through the National Hosting Authority. 2023, we are hosting the Pacific Games, and football will be the center stage. We're going for the gold medal, and it's time our players can be exposed to a higher league during the process. That will help us.
And should either player succeed and secure a contract in Malta, Paul Driessen believes there will be a ripple effect across the Pacific.
Now he's thrown a goal. Nauwu 1-1 slots into the corner. Solomon Islands are ahead again. Nauwu grabs his second of the game.
It will certainly be a cultural shock for both of the players. That's what I expect. But they have shown during training camp and the Pacific Games that they are true professionals. It's in their genes. So I have good faith in these players that they are gate openers to more Pacific Islanders coming to Europe.
But the first objective is to get the players to Malta as soon as possible. And once that's achieved, their task will be to persuade the Rainbows they have the skills to help the team climb off the bottom of the Maltese Premier League after the Christmas break.
I'm very confident that if they are at their best and they are fit and they perform like they perform in the national team, they should be able to succeed. But in the end, their fate is in the hand of the coach.